Blog Talk Radio.
Skeletor to King Randor! Skeletor to King Randor! Come in, you royal boob!
You're an idiot.
What's up, Miami? Who's ready for the weekend review? Time to introduce the main host, Vixen J.
Hello, nerd.
This is Vixen J, and I am addicted to pandas, French vanilla coffee, and Steve Aoki. Let me introduce to you my co-host, my partner in crime, Faith.
I'm Batman.
I'm a Mario.
I'm Batman.
I'm a Mario.
Well, Vixen, that is true, but that's my alter ego. My real name is I'm Batman.
Tiki, are you pondering what I'm pondering?
I think so, Brain, but how can you have a duck dynasty if none of the people are ducks?
God damn it, Pinky. Can't you get at least one fucking thing right?
Hello, my guys and girls that are listening. Happy Thursday. It's awesome to be back. Tonight we have a huge show and fun events from over the weekend, and you probably heard me beating the crap out of FaZe. I'll let you know why.
Also, we have what happened at Tomorrow World after the aftermath, the fall TV series, and it's time for a little bit of some Halloween feel going to the show this time, because we're in October.
This is DJ FaZe, and you're listening to another episode of the Weekend Review, only on the EO1 Network.
So I don't know if the listeners will want to know why I got beat up by you.
Well, I don't know if you want to talk about that now and then jump into
your... We'll go later. I want to talk about
that. That's part of your segment.
Yes. So how was your weekend?
It was awesome. I met Oliver Helding.
Yes.
In his own little green room after his show. We gave him the koala cuff that you made for him.
Yes.
But I gave to him.
Obviously, you have to get to a girl because the girl's always going to get attention from a guy.
And it was super cool because we were in the little VIP area next to the stage at cinema. So everybody saw me trying to give him the cuff, so everybody was calling him over. So thank you, guys. And thank you for Julio that actually gave it to his bodyguard. The funny thing was the bodyguard was actually staring and examining the whole cuff for like a good 30, 40 minutes before he actually decided to give it to Oliver.
Yep.
So, and even after I met him after the show for the meet and greet, he's like, oh, thank you, you know, for the cuff, that's super cool. And then he goes to his bodyguard, you checked it, right? And like, I don't know if he was kidding or if he was serious.
I think he was serious on that one because, you know, that's how he is.
I mean, I don't think he can make candy, you know, hurt. Hey, how are you? Our weekly listener?
Yes.
I will learn to say his name one day, I swear.
So yeah, we had Oliver Helding this weekend. It was amazing. A lot of Future House, which now we have our next show, December 12th.
Yes.
Which is Yellow Claw.
Yellow Claw. And I am happy to announce the person opening up for Yellow Claw. His name is Wolfson. I am his manager. It was announced 2 days ago on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Tuesday night, both he and I announced it on social media. Wolfson is my new client. Second to you, because you will always be my client, my first one. Mm-hmm. But if you guys are interested in booking him, by all means, reach me out at vixenj0601@yahoo.com.
Yep. Of course, tomorrow is a very special day.
Yes. It's Friday.
Yes, and it's also your...
My birthday, Pachanga, at heart.
Yeah, so guys, you get in for free until 1 o'clock. Ladies 18 and up, guys 21 and up. Just say EO1 at the door, and you're in. If you need bottles or anything like that, very simple. Just text me at 305-851-1043.
Or DM
her on her Instagram.
And you can't miss me. I'm the pretty girl that's going to have the birthday sash and the crown in the VIP area. So come by, say hi, we'll take pictures, have drinks, and dance the night away.
And we actually have Life in Color hard copies now for $100.
Yes,
so
you
if
do.
You guys are interested and you're in the Miami area, you know, just click on our website, click on the contact, and we'll get them to you as quick
as
if
you cannot get hard copies, you could always go online and use our promo code EO1.
Yep. So, a lot of cool stuff. The reason you beat me up today was because there's a birthday that happened today.
Yes.
It is Epcot's 33rd birthday.
Yes.
Happy birthday, Epcot.
and I made a comment like, oh my God, I'm older than the park. And
yes,
you said,
but you remember it because you're 4 years old at that time when it opened. Ow, ow, ow. Stop. God, you're doing marks.
Yeah, now you just told everybody how old I am. Apple.
Oh, they don't have to tell them. They're smart.
I'm 21, people.
So, a lot of things have been happening. There's, I think, like an exhibit in the Warner Bros. Studio Tour.
Where's that?
I don't know where it's at. But the, you know Harry Potter, right?
I know Harry Potter.
You know, you know Dobby?
The little weird thing.
Yeah, yeah, you know what? To free him, you have to give him clothing. And you free him.
So that's why he wears a potato sack?
Yes, because he has no clothes. So then Harry put a sock inside the book, and then they threw the book at Dobby. The bad guy threw the book at Dobby, and then Dobby opened it. He's like, oh my God, you clothed me, so he's free. So what people are doing now is at the exhibit, they're actually putting socks
at Dobby's statue.
Yes, to free Dobby
cool.
at the statue.
I want to do that.
But it's free. So we're going to check out where it's at. A lot of TV shows we saw this past week.
Yeah. Wait, come in.
The Muppets.
Which I love.
It's getting... It has their dry humor in there.
It has its adult humor.
Yes, it has adult humor in there. If you haven't checked it out, it's very good. I would check it out. If you're...
I would say over 14.
Yeah, over 14, check it out. It's pretty cool. I like it. We also had Marvel's Agents of the S.H.I.E.L.D.
Which I don't see.
Which you didn't see. There's a new villain called Slash, who I thought was Blackheart when I first saw him.
Slash, like the guitarist?
No, that's Slash. This is Lash. This is last.
Sorry.
I thought it was Blackheart at first with the way the hair was. You know, taking people's souls and their heart.
Right.
But no, it's actually last. She's trying to go after the Inhumans. I like it because they've actually spent money on actual special effects. So I think they're actually getting, you know...
Revenue?
Yeah. I mean, I like it because it actually goes with the movies. So it kind of intertwines with everything together.
Okay.
So, you know, it's pretty cool. Full of Us, we saw it this weekend. This week also on Monday. It was pretty good. What else? The Arrow and Flash. Stephen Amell, who's the Arrow. We don't know that. He says that the CWDC series is basically all one show. So when you're watching The Flash, The Arrow, and when they come out with their new TV show, Legends of Tomorrow, it's actually one TV show. Because they're always in each one. They're always cross-promoted.
I only watched the episode with Steve Aoki in it.
I know, but you've seen the ones with me while you're kind of...
falling asleep?
Yeah.
Sure, if that counts.
So it's pretty cool. There's another trailer that just came out for Daredevil, Jessica Jones. It's on Netflix. It's going to be coming out. It's another DC Marvel character. It's due out on Netflix in the fall, and supposedly it follows Daredevil as the second of four single characters focused on the shows that eventually will unite to become the Defenders.
Ooh. Yawn.
You know, basically, this is basically what we talk about.
I know, but I don't like those shows.
Did you like Gotham?
No, I didn't.
You watched the whole entire episode, though. Yes, you did.
Because you were holding the remote hostage.
It doesn't matter, but you liked it.
I didn't say I liked it.
You have to admit, all those people dying, getting killed, all the cops?
No. I will tell you this, though. The character that's portraying the Joker before he becomes the Joker, I love.
No.
He really sells the role.
Yeah.
Barbara, no.
No.
She's just, I'm just not buying it.
I don't know who she's going to become in the TV show. I don't know what they're doing.
I hope she doesn't become Harley Quinn, though, because Harley Quinn, I see her a little more sinister and dark than that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I don't think she'll be Harley Quinn. I think she'll just be some regular...
I don't know. I just, Barbara, I don't like her.
I mean, they killed a bunch of people. They killed the new commissioner. They killed the new commissioner, and now who knows who else they're going to kill. I do think that Jim Gordon's love interest will die.
Oh, for sure.
You know, she's going to die for sure.
She doesn't really play a key role in the show.
You know, she's just a love interest. You have something pretty cool, since we talked about a little bit of Disney and all that, of some fun facts.
They're not fun facts. Ever since the whole Animate that's coming up in October, and actually he's going to be in Animate. His name is Philip, so remember his last name. Mm-hmm. He's the one that created all of the dark secrets to Disney.
Oh,
he actually made a documentary. So ever since I came across this person, I've been reading into like the whole dark side of Disney.
Oh, so...
So you report the happy-go-lucky news about Disney. I report the dark side stories that nobody wants to talk about.
So this is pretty much your...
This is my YouTube.
Oh.
This is it, you know.
found yourself in the vast knowledge of time and space with Vixen J as she brings you Did You Know?
When you poop in your dreams, you poop for real.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Now, we weren't able to download it onto our audio system, so I'll be playing it off my phone. Let's see if this works.
The most disturbing Disney secrets. The lack of mother characters. Most of the characters in Disney films have lost their mother. Bambi's mother gets killed in Bambi. Ariel grows up without a mother in The Little Mermaid. Quasimodo's mother gets violently killed at the beginning of The Hunchback of Notre Dame. Cinderella was raised by her stepmother, and Snow White was raised by the Evil Queen. Walt Disney wrote stories centered on death and the loss of mother characters because he was reeling from the loss of his own mother. He blamed himself for her death. She died in a carbon monoxide poisoning in the home that he bought for his parents. The furnace leaked, and while his father survived, his mother wasn't so lucky. The guilt stayed with Walt Disney his whole life and is frequently showcased in his work. Toy Story and The Shining. One of the biggest horror films of our generation, Stephen King's The Shining, has a lot more in common with the beloved Toy Story films than you might think. In Toy Story, the carpet in Bully Sid's house is the same carpet found in the terrifying Overlook Hotel in The Shining. Also, the number 237 frequently reappears in the Disney movie, the same number of the most haunted room in the Overlook Hotel in Stephen King's film. Yes, Toy Story 3 director is a fan of The Shining. Communism.
I hate the music that they play in the background. That little music always gets me, like, chills.
Which one?
The little
from the documentary?
Yeah, the little eerie music and all those documentaries always give me a chill.
That's the whole point.
I know, but I just...
Okay, reason why I'm so fascinated with these is because you're like, is it real? Is it not real? But it makes sense. In all of the Disney movies, there's no mother figure. And if there is a mother figure, they die. And it has to suck that he bought his parents a home, and because of the lack of caring for it or whatnot, killed his mother.
Yep. So, I mean, that scares me. And then the whole entire thing with The Shining, I love that movie. But to actually know it's almost similar to each other.
Well, because the director of Toy Story loves The Shining.
But I thought the number 237 was in every single movie, and I thought it meant something else, but no, it's that.
Cool. I mean, if you guys want to hear more of Disney's dark side stories, that could be a segment. Just let us know. Mm-hmm. And I don't mind doing the research.
So before we get to any more, let's go to our quick commercial break, and we'll be right back.
What's going on, fans? Do you love to party? Do you love the EON Network? Well, check out www.elementsandnight.com as we give you 24 hours worth of news and updates from Comic-Con to music events, video games, and more. Check out your favorite hosts, tweets, and thoughts. Stay up to date with the lineup with the EON Network, and it's all in one place. So what are you waiting for? Check it out now! www.elementsandnight.com.
What are you supposed to do?
We've been doing this commercial for over a year now.
Yes.
All right, so, babe.
What?
EDC.
It's coming up.
Couple of weeks. Beginning of November.
It's about 38 days away.
Whatever, couple of weeks.
Okay.
What are you planning on doing with that little belly?
I'm dressing up like Winnie the Pooh, so don't worry about it. I'm good.
It don't matter. All I'm saying is, if you guys are like Faith or myself, we have busy schedules, but yeah, you have those little problem areas you want to get rid of, Dr. Brooks is the guy for you. Thanks to him and his system of cool sculpting, you could get painless results immediately. Go in during lunch, come out, you're looking fantabulous. Take a bite of cellulite and all those little areas. If you want your free consultation, want to try it out, just like I do, you can call him at 954-501-0505 and ask for Jessica.
Yeah.
It's easy, dude. Just walk in.
I might actually start doing that.
You know the cool thing, though? I was reading that they freeze the fat, mm-hmm. and then you just pee it out.
Yeah, pretty much.
How cool is that?
That's actually awesome.
That is awesome.
It is. I'm going to have to check that out. Do you like Game of Thrones?
No.
You used to like Game of Thrones?
I used to like Game of Thrones.
Because that guy was in there who's going to play Aquaman.
Gorgeous.
Well, gorgeous. Guess what?
He's back?
No.
Then I'm not watching.
But they're going to come up with a movie.
Oh.
Yeah, they're saying that Game of Thrones will be made into a movie. This is where I don't like this. You're getting a 1-hour TV show and making a 2-hour movie.
Meh.
So you're giving me 2 TV shows, but until 1.
Meh.
Why would I pay to see that?
Because it's Game of Thrones and people pay to see it.
The same way people pay to see the Simpsons movie.
And Entourage.
And Entourage. No, nobody paid for the Entourage. That thing flopped so bad. It flopped worse than not
the soccer players?
Yes. Speaking of that, Batman vs. Superman got a rating. It's PG-13. So it's not rated or like Deadpool or Barbie.
I'd rather see Deadpool, to be honest with you.
I'm seeing Batman vs. Superman.
Yeah, I don't
want to
go.
Well, I'll go by myself. And then they're saying, you know, the Avengers, you have Robert Downey Jr., you have Chris Evans, you have all these big actors. How many years are they going to be playing these actors?
Forever and ever.
No. According to sources, they're saying that Marvel's Infinity War will bring an end to the Avengers as we know them.
Oh.
Doesn't mean they're going to die. Doesn't mean they're going to go somewhere else. It basically means that if you look at the comic books and you start from the beginning, you start from now, every time you pick up an Avengers comic book, there's always a new team.
Oh.
As we saw in the
last... Power Rangers.
As we saw in the last one, remember that they had 4-5 new Avengers that had Falcon, that had Vision at the end of it? So basically, that's what they're going to do. You'll probably see a new Avengers, but not the same actors.
Because
I don't think they're going to be paying Robert Downey Jr. all that money.
Meh.
I mean, it could happen. John Goodman is going to be acting again in a big movie. He's going to be doing Kong Skull Island.
Oh, yeah. About that.
So they're redoing the movie and all that. Who's the other one that's in there? The guy from Step Brothers?
Yeah.
Paul Reilly Scott is going to be in the movie, and I forgot who else. And they're making a reboot. How many times are they going to reboot King Kong?
I love King Kong, and I love the fact that Universal is bringing it back.
But they cannot redo the whole entire movie from the beginning. I don't care how they found them.
What?
I already saw how they found them. The last one was fine enough with Jack Black. Why are you going to do it again?
Because it's a classic.
I know it's a classic.
Speaking of classics.
How long ago was the movie?
Speaking of classics, I had a Hurricane at 97.3, which I love.
Mm-hmm.
They were saying if you're living in the Miami, Fort Lauderdale area, for Halloween, there's specific movie theaters that will be playing all night from 7 to midnight or probably onward, Halloween cult movies.
Thank God. We need more things like that because... To be honest, all these reboots are pissing me off.
No, these are the original movies.
I know, that's what I want to see.
And like, I'm not sure of the website, but if you go to 97.3, to their website, I'm sure there's a link and information with the times and shows and whatnot.
Well, I mean, they're going to redo Friday the 13th. No, not Friday the 13th. They're redoing Nightmare on Elm Street.
Why?
Next year.
Why?
It's coming
out.
Why? No. Are we cosplaying?
Yes, we are, actually. Good question.
What are we cosplaying
as? I'm cosplaying as Wonder Woman. Okay. Well, actually, wait. I have 3 costumes. For Halloween,
mm-hmm.
I'll be Wonder Woman.
Mm-hmm.
For EDC on Friday, I'm going to be a unicorn. For EDC on Saturday, I'm going to be a panda.
And I'm cosplaying as Skeletor for Halloween.
Halloween.
And then, of course, I'm just wearing a unicorn shirt on Friday and Saturday. I might wear some panda stuff.
What are you dressing up as? I love this chat thing. It's awesome.
So, yeah, I mean, I do want to do a costume, which I won't have ready for Animate, which is in, what, 22 days? There's no way. I'll probably be ready for Magic City.
Yeah.
So, Halloween's coming up, which means that Eric Murillo's coming out here.
Yes, Eric Murillo will be throwing his Halloween bash at Space. Along with our my favorite theme of Space, which is Strangers and Friends.
So, go dress, have fun.
Tickets is a ticketed event.
Yes.
So you could go online to Space.
Wanttickets.com.
Promo code EON sees you on
$5 per ticket.
However, it's a special deal if you buy the VIP bottle, which is $450. It includes the bottle and admission to the event up to 6 people.
Mm-hmm.
So if you do the math, it's like $70-something per person.
Mm-hmm.
If you buy your ticket, which is $35, because whatever drinks you spend inside, you're going to go over the $70. So mm-hmm. you're better off getting a bottle. So if you guys want a bottle for the Eric Murillo Halloween event, DM us or text us at 305-851-1043. 21 and over only.
Yes. We never talked about our costumes. And it's the beginning of Halloween.
I love the fact that he asked us about our costumes.
But I know. Yeah, I'm doing Skeletor. The only thing I am going to change is the mask, because I don't like that mask. It's too plastic. I think I'm going to do something else. It's got like a regular, like a fleshy one.
Okay.
And I paint it yellow, so it's a little bit more. I can move my mouth. So, tomorrow, Matt Damon's movie, The Martian, comes out.
I want to see the movie. It looks intense.
It is intense. I actually like it, because it's different. You know, he's by himself. You're trying to wonder, how is he going to grow stuff? How is he going to survive? So it shows, you know, it's...
You know what else is tomorrow?
What?
The Couple FM Live Mix with Shecks and Savalos and Patrick M. Invitation only! That's right!
You know what? You set me up for something.
I did?
Yeah, you did.
Okay.
For...
Take a piece of action. Green food. Get across the whole insect from each other. We have enemy ships. It's a trap.
It is.
How enough did you appear the trap?
It just did.
It did not. You were just dying to pay your segment.
Because you know why? Because
why?
I just heard that Mr. It's a Trap himself, Tim Rose, is going to be at Magic City Comic Con January 15th to the 17th.
No kidding. And who told you about this?
You did.
Thank you.
And he was also Howard the Duck. So you know what I'm going to do? He's going to sign my Howard the Duck comic book.
The one that you bought at Max...
Yes.
Comic
Max comic books. Which this weekend, guess what? You get a free comic book from their bin and 25% off on their cover prices on their comics.
You want to pay their commercial?
Guess where we're going to be at. It's only one place that we're going to be at once I get this freaking commercial going.
You need to
get
these things...
For all my comic book fans out there that are looking for the hot spot in Miami to be able to buy your comic books on a weekly basis, you gotta check out Max Comics and Collectibles, located at 2678 Southwest 87th Avenue in Miami, Florida, specializing in new and recent comic book issues and offering the best discounts on new and recent issues in South Florida. It's Max Comics, the only store that the EON Network shops for all the comic needs. Visit www.elementsonite.com for the full info on where you can find them.
I just love how we just so, like...
Everywhere.
We segue all over the place.
So, to be honest, Magic City Comic Con has a way better lineup. But it's true what our friend Byron told us. Animates more. Anime series. It's not really the comic book series and all that. Which, in turn, I would like to say something right now. Disney and Marvel... And we're not doing a douchebag because we have somebody else as a douchebag. You guys can go kiss my rear.
Potatoes.
Because of the simple fact that you're going into Artist Alley in the New York Comic Con and telling them they can't be selling their artwork. So, for example, if I draw a Batman. Not Batman. If I draw a Spider-Man or I draw a Thor and it's my drawing, they don't want it there.
I thought that's not what was going on. What was going on is that they were selling fake.
No, they're selling their prints. But those prints were never published by Marvel.
Oh, yeah. Well, hello.
That's copywritten. That's why it's called Artist Alley. Artist Alley is artists that make prints of somebody. So, for example, like, you know, I can't make a drawing of this character and then sell it. Why not? It's my drawing.
But you didn't create it. You didn't work for it. It's
that's
copywritten.
That's Disney. Because if Disney would have never bought out Marvel, this would never be happening.
I'm just happy that my favorite artist, Jose Delbo, which draws my favorite character, Wonder Woman, will never have this issue.
Because he's a DC, not Marvel.
So I'm going to ask him when I see him again next time. Hopefully this will actually get to interview him, because I've stalked him twice.
Yes.
Taken pictures with him twice. Mm-hmm. I want him to draw me a panda Wonder Woman.
Okay.
And I'm going to interview him. But this is my dilemma. Since he's so old, should I interview him in English, or should I stick with his Spanish tongue sketch?
I don't know.
Because every time I see him, for some reason, I geek out and I speak to him in Spanish.
I don't know.
I think Spanish.
Yes, probably Spanish.
He looks more comfortable speaking in Spanish. Mm-hmm. He looks more happy speaking in Spanish.
Yeah. I mean, you could do it, we just have to translate it on the show, but yeah.
It don't matter. It's Jose Delbo, bro.
So, we do have a couple at the trap. When the Domino's tracker says pizza is on its way, it's a trap because it's not true.
But they apologized.
They have not called me.
And they actually reached out.
They have not called
me. What happened was, we were starving. It was raining. Was it raining? No.
No,
it wasn't raining. You're right. And we did the whole, oh, send an emoji pizza.
No, we didn't send an emoji pizza. I ordered online, like a regular person. And then the little guy shows you, this person's making a pizza. This person's taking it to make sure it's okay. This person. Okay, and then the person goes, this person wants to go deliver.
45 minutes later.
30 minutes past, I call a store. Where's my pizza? Oh, it's on its way. You guys know, you guys live like 5 minutes from my house because I can easily drive to your store. Oh, it's on its way. 15 minutes later, they show my pizza. I put my hand on the box at the bottom of the pizza. Guess what I feel?
It's soggy and cold.
It's wet. It's
disgusting.
So when I call them, guess what they tell me? Oh, don't worry about it. We will do better next time. No, bro.
So what did I do? I went on Twitter.
And she tweeted it out.
And immediately, Domino's Pizza Corp replies that they apologize and they want our information and they'll try to make it better. We're still waiting.
And I am
Chris. Stick your pizza emoji up your potatoes.
And I am Chris Lane says Reno has the best all you can eat sushi.
It's a trap.
Yes, it is. Tomorrow. It's a trap.
It's a death trap.
It's a death trap. That's all we have to say there. A lot of things, man. Like, there's a lot of messed up things going on right now. Pizza's being messed up. Uber's being messed up.
I got one. I want to mention her name, but I love you, girl. Oh, you should come over for girls' night. We'll drink wine. You can, like, help me dye my hair. Okay. And then bring your glue gun because we're going to do party stuff. It's a trap.
Wow, that's messed up. Oh my God, I just had one in my head. It was, when the cops tell you to walk by, don't do it. It's a trap.
Well, no, that's not a trap. They were telling her not to walk by there. And she just did.
When you're Miko Grimes, you think you can walk by a cop.
It's a trap.
It's a trap. Don't do it. Thank you, God, for having her get arrested.
You're so happy she got off the air.
Yes. So let's go to a commercial before we go into our...
Before we get another season assist.
Dad's Dog can only mean one thing. It's Loot Crate. It's Comic-Con in a box. Get your monthly subscription that includes DC, Marvel, Sci-Fi, Star Wars, video games, and much, much more. Visit www.elementsofnight.com and click on the shop section for more information. It's Loot Crate, Comic-Con in a box.
Hi, this is Vixen J, and let me tell you about my favorite robots from Scarlet, Light of the Night. They are now available for all of your special events. For more information, go to www.lightofthenight.com.
Going to play when we're done with the show.
So, you know our good friend Pretty Pixels?
Yes.
He does amazing pretty stuff.
Yes, he does.
I want to bring it back on the show. He was making for like the past month, kid you not, you can find out Pretty Pixels on Instagram, big scenes of Mario, Zelda, Sonic, and all these other things.
Metroid.
And today he finally revealed that they're going to go on top of a bar. That's going to be inside an actual video arcade bar.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, Jesus, that is awesome. It's a bar for nerds like us. So I told him to speak to the owners of the location, see if they want to be on the show and talk to us, and maybe you could even go there for the grand opening and do a live broadcast from there. Lewis,
cool.
If you're listening, Lewis.
No, I mean, I love his work. It actually got me to the point that I started counting how many squares I had, and I go, I only have 8 at home, so I got to go buy another, like, 10 packs.
Yeah, no, that's longer burn or warp our pegboards.
No, I mean, we did, and we were actually doing a lot quicker, a lot of our things.
And
I
we're
mean,
doing cuffs now.
I did that koala like in 10 minutes, 15 minutes, actually did the whole entire design.
The unicorn?
I mean, it's getting to the point that I actually want to start doing a bunch of these because it's cool.
Well, we are going to be making a bunch of them for EDC.
But I mean, it's to the point that a lot of people go, oh, I want to buy this painting for my house and all that. Us being nerds, you know, I'd rather make something like that and have it on my wall. Because that looked cool. Like, people were going to walk into your house and go, where did you buy that?
No, we
did it.
I think it's cool that, for those that are listening that have no clue what we're talking about right now, we rave, as you all know, we're ravers. So in the rave scene, we do candy, which is pony beads, and you make bracelets, and now there's going to be a point where you make masks and whatnot. But besides the pony beads, we also use perlers, plastic little pegs in different colors, and you can make shapes and patterns. And you can even glue the perler pieces to your beads, and you can make cups. I've seen girls go expert level 1,000 and actually make tops and bottoms.
Yes.
Out of pony beads.
I won't do that because I'm terrible at that.
Yeah, I know about that.
Yeah, I know. But, I'm getting more into it. I mean, it's something that, to be honest, music calms me down and actually makes me relax and all that. But this would actually keep me calm also. This might be something that if I'm stressed out, just sit there, get a pegboard, and start doing one.
I mean, what gets me excited is the fact that if you've ever done one, either a perler piece or a pony bead or bracelet, you know that it takes a lot of time and patience. So when you make a piece for a friend, and they make one for you, it means a lot. Because you're actually sitting there working on this piece for this person.
Well, I mean, it's things that, like, you know, for people that enjoy the characters. The perlers, I mean, those are, you know, you make a nice stand. I mean, those are cool things that you can do.
Mm-hmm.
So it's for 8-bit gamers like I am, because I'm used to from the Nintendo, Super Nintendo, it's cool.
I remember when I made my brother a big Mario brother out of perlers, and I gave it to him for his birthday. He has it framed in his room.
Yeah. So, let's get into our lovely douchebag. Because this is very, very
Justin Bieber, arrested in Miami Beach for...
Now, we do believe that Aaron Hernandez at the moment is being booked
on Shia LaBeouf, taken out of a Broadway theater in handcuffs after an outburst.
Boy, everyone is stupid except me.
You're a douchebag.
So, our douchebag of the week goes to two guys from Atlanta. How in the world do you go on Twitter and post that you stole a bunch of phones and a bunch of stuff from people's tents at Tomorrowworld?
And sell it. And then post with the money that they made.
Yeah, post with the money you made.
Did they find them?
I don't know if they found them. I know a lot of people reported them to the police and to Crime Stoppers, but...
I know a lot of people reposted it from your post.
And then the problem is that when you look at them and you go in the Twitter account, yeah, if I was a cop, I'd be like, you know what? I'm not going in there unless I'm going with SWAT and I have a full body armor that nobody can touch me.
Maybe that's why they're doing it, because they're not touching me.
I must be Master Chief dressed to go in there.
Maybe that's why they do it, because they know the cops are scared of them.
You know, I mean, they're posting pictures of guns and all that. I hope they get caught, because it's really messed up. As you all know, Tomorrowworld was a huge, huge
mess.
I was going to say flop, but not really a flop, because, you know.
It was good for one and two. It was just day three. They weren't prepared for the weather circumstances. And not just the weather. Let's not blame it on the weather. The fact that they left people stranded and sleeping on the side of the roads and in the woods for 24 hours in cold weather.
Yeah, you have people with no car, no nothing, you know, trying to go back to the hotel, and it's bad. So, for that, you guys are douchebags. That's messed up. I mean, be a little bit more prepared next time. I mean, I know we can't control the weather, but, you know, you
can just you need to make that area.
Mm-hmm.
You're an hour away from civilization, to begin with. Second of all, you need to make that place as safe as possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I had a friend of mine that her daughter went to Tomorrowworld, and she was flipping out because every time she talked to her daughter, she says the living conditions were bad.
Yep. So, Tomorrowworld, you're gonna be like...
I will never go there.
No, I will never do it.
Unless they make concrete roads, they bring a stationary... Which, you know what? I don't understand why they do that. Why do they not have a stationary EMT within the campgrounds?
I don't know. I don't know why.
Why wasn't there security? What's going on?
Well, there was security. It's just that they didn't know what the hell was going on. The cops didn't know anything.
Yeah,
I thought people were sleeping on top of cop cars.
It was just wrong.
To a lighter note and a more happy note, you love pop figures, right?
I have no choice.
Don't even start with that. This woman collects pop figures all the time. We go to Hot Topic and she's like a little kid in a candy store going,
Actually, I bought my boss. She's a huge Big Bang Theory fan. Mm-hmm. The little mini bobbleheads.
Yes. Well, this month we have a lot of them coming out. We have WWE's coming out with Sting, Andre the Giant, and the Bella Twins.
I would love Andre the Giant. You know what? I'll give it to Debbie.
Okay.
She was married to the rest of their wrestled with
Andre. Step Brothers. Pop figures are coming out. What else do we have? BioShock, Batman Arkham Knight, Sherlock, and Gotham. And of course, your favorite cartoon TV show is coming out in November. Bob's Burgers.
Yes.
They're pop figures.
I know.
Come out in November.
Okay, Louise.
Okay. But you're on your phone.
Because my friend's saying that DJ Amsterdam follow him, and I go, no, it's a bot.
Oh, yeah. Very good. When an artist follows you on Instagram or likes your picture,
a lot.
It's a bot.
It's
not
a bot.
So don't believe it. I do want to collect a bunch of pop figures. There's actually
dude, you have a closet full. Where are you gonna stick them?
Don't worry about it. I'm gonna make a shrine.
All right.
Because we just signed a new lease and all that. We're gonna make a shrine now. Now we can actually start decorating this house a little bit more.
All right.
Video games. Transformers Devastation comes out next week. It's more like an 80s cartoon version of it,
okay.
Which I like because it has those graphics with the 80s cartoon look. Since I'm from the 80s, I like it.
Eh. You know.
And then also coming out next week is Uncharted Collection for PS4. So, I don't really want to play Nathan Drake's thing levels all over again. Just because it's on PS4, better graphics.
So, did you know that my birthday flyer is being retweeted?
Very nice. That's good. More money. Where do you see things going? I'm trying to make a conversation with you.
With
everything.
Well.
With movies, like where do you see? Because we look at TV shows. All the TV shows are being rebooted. All the TV shows are all being the same. They're not coming out with new ideas. Do you think we'll ever have something new out there, or is everything going to be rebooted?
Absolutely not. Everything is. Ideas from other things, and they think that you might not remember, but you do, and then you're like, but there's really nothing else out there, so you end up watching it. You're like,
I mean, and now movies are putting movies are not putting Easter eggs and having people watch the movie over and over and over to find the Easter eggs, and it's cool. Like, I like the fact that Marvel's Avengers, I think it was the first one, no, Guardians of the Galaxy, they had Howard the Duck in it, but now everybody wants Howard the Duck movie. Which is not going to happen, people. They're not asked for it because they're not going to make another Howard the Duck movie.
You know what cartoon I saw the other day?
Which one?
Maybe you might not remember since you're younger than me. That cartoon movie called Cool World.
Yes.
The blonde girl.
Yes, the blonde girl that had Brad Pitt.
Yes.
Wasn't it? Yes, I remember that movie. You know whose birthday is today?
Mine.
I have to say a big happy birthday to this person. I forgot to say it. My bad. WQAM 560's very own.
Big O!
Wow, you just stole my thunder.
Yeah, I did.
It's Big Ol's birthday. Happy birthday from the EON Network. You know, I love your show, and I just don't agree with half of the things you said about the Dolphins, but yeah. Love it.
I'm a stalker, and I'm obsessed with you. I tweet you more than I tweet my wife, but it's all good, bro.
Actually, I tweeted him once. That's it.
Lies.
So, that's all we have for this week. I mean, it's very short. We were kind of busy this week, so we didn't have that much.
I have a lot.
And to be honest, there wasn't a lot of news. Next week, actually? I want to make sure before I tell you guys. Next week, we'll have more news because we actually have the Arrow and Flash coming out next week.
Yeah.
So, with those two shows coming out, we'll have a lot more with Gotham, Muppets. We'll have a review for The Martian. We'll actually watch it, hopefully, and we'll be able to give you guys a review of the movie.
We'll give you... Well, we'll see if I survive my birthday weekend.
Yes. So...
So, Friday, I'll be at Heart. Saturday, I might make a appearance at Space, but not really. I'm going to end up at Scarlet.
Yes. So, without further ado, you can follow me, very simple. It's on Instagram and Twitter, EONPHAZE, that's EONPHAZE. And happy birthday from Vixen, from our listener.
Oh, thank you. Man, I gotta know how to say your thing. Dipotomy?
Dipotomy.
Him, yes. I will thank him now on Instagram, because he follows us.
And also follow our friends, Unlikely Heroes, Unlikely_Heroes, is it?
Yes.
They actually have a Magna that came out, and they're looking for a patron on it. So if you guys could, please follow them. You know, check out their stuff.
Purdy Pixels.
Purdy Pixels also. Where can they follow you, Vixen?
They can follow me everywhere. No. I'm on Instagram, FixinJ0601. Twitter's the same. Facebook is private. Periscope.
Yes, Periscope. We'll be doing Periscope very soon. We're just trying to get this whole entire era cleaned up so we can do it. Oh, you said it right.
Yes!
So, we shall see you guys next week. Visit our website, www.elementsonight.com. I'm going to have it fully stacked on Sunday with a bunch of cool stuff on there. And, of course, we have a poll going on our radio show little click-on thing. So, we shall see you next week. Is that all you have, Vixen, before we go and we say bye to all these wonderful people?
Did I talk about the Light of the Night block party?
October 31st, Light of the Night block party.
I had the flyer on my Instagram.
Just go on your Instagram, you guys can find it.
Wait, and if you guys have ideas for Halloween and you want to share with us your costumes or your cosplayers for any of the cons, please send it to us and we'll feature you guys on our website.
All right.
Bye.
Like it?
Falcor is wonderful!